Hemp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up.
It's time to join Hawk and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Hawk and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Hawk and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Hawk and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Hawk.
And Dave.
And we are having a little bit of Facebook Live tech issues, so forgive us about that. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and jump right in, and we have Micah on the line. Micah, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Micah, the Lord bless you. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good, good. We're excited. It's 2022. It's a new year.
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and give you the word. I know y'all have a lot probably to do. The Lord said that what has been planted, people that have planted things maybe even years ago, that the ground was hard and you're still waiting on your reaping, he said that that's going to change, and people are going to start reaping things that they planted years ago. He said, as in Galatians, it says, don't go grow weary in well-doing. So don't grow weary in well-doing. And he's turning the soil soft to where the seed can finally come forth. So that is what he gave me. And also, I wanted to say this. He gave me this, too. He said, for us who are saved, the kingdom of God, the currency, that's it. The kingdom of God is in us, and so we operate in a different kingdom than the world. And the currency that's in that kingdom is faith, not money, like the world. So if we want to buy something, the currency is faith. And I could give you numerous scriptural examples, but I don't have time to do that today. But that's all I have. So
that's good. A lot of people needed to hear that. That is very good. I appreciate that
word.
I needed to hear that.
Praise all right. God.
Well, thank you so much.
Well,
the Lord bless you.
Safe.
And Micah is with Sons of God Ministry, and he can be reached.
Sonsofgod.net.
Thank you so much. The Lord bless you.
LibertyOrLockdown.live. Click on the More tab. Pull it down. You'll see his ministry.
He's been a blessing to us, and I hope he's been a blessing to you all. I know he spends a lot of time with the Lord, and when he speaks, you can believe that that's the Holy Spirit speaking through him. He's a blessing. Thank you so much. All right, we have Matthew on the line real quick. Matthew, you there?
I am here. So I caught the Omicron variant.
Same here.
Had been staying at home since Monday. Started off with a sore throat, then the waterworks turned on. As just running nose constantly. I did not get that killer headache that I was warned about from my niece, but definitely got the sinuses and the coughs.
And the sneezing.
Yes, and the sneezing, yes. But it seems to be slowly going away.
Kind of like a cold or flu.
Sounds like you have a cold.
Yeah, it's very similar to a cold, except, of course, it pops positive on the COVID-19 test.
Yeah. So, you know, right. It does feel a little different, though, doesn't it?
I don't get that many colds because I mostly don't work around a lot of people. I work around machines, and you may notice that machines don't have respiratory passages that transmit diseases. They may, you know, have fans and things like that that move air, but they generally don't harbor very many biologic agents.
All right, Matthew, you got something real quick because we got to keep on moving.
Yeah, there is something that I saw this on Gab, and apparently the International Criminal Court has started an investigation into a bunch of the European Union health officials and the CEO of Pfizer.
Really?
Yes, for genocide.
Wow. Well, you'll have to email that to us.
I will send you the link from the Gab post.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. I have a immigration officials investigating. I'm not sure. I'll blotch this up, but it's Djokovic's errors on COVID breaches, the tennis player. Yeah. Am I saying it incorrectly?
Djokovic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so they're going to dig deeper into his testings and what they think went wrong.
Yeah, he's one of the high-ranked tennis players in the world, and he was just deported from Australia because he wasn't vaccinated. Now, he usually wins the tournaments, so this is going to cost him some big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and he's deported for 3-year minimum.
Right, and they want to try to put him in jail for 3 years minimum, too.
It's interesting that they deported him, and if you look at what actually happened at the Australian Open, you had a ball girl collapse on the court, double vaccinated. You had the number 49th player, double vaccinated, who tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
And speaking of popping positive for COVID, our Secretary of Defense, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who is double vaccinated and boosted, he tested positive.
That shows you how effective it is, doesn't it?
And shows you how safe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you'd have listened to John Bell Edwards' live stream just about an hour ago, they were really insisting that we boost up and mask up and comply, and it's disgusting. It's very, very tyrannical.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, and what's amazing to me is what cheerleaders the news media has become for tyranny.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, when did that happen? Did I miss the memo where the news media was going to suddenly put on tutus and start getting out there, give me a T, give me a Y, give me an R?
Yeah, it's insane. Well, thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice. Yeah. All right. We are going to move right along. We have our COVID stats from Dave. Well, Dave, what's going on in the COVID world?
I wanted to let you know that after the break, we have a caller on the line, Mike Buras, who's going to talk to us about an effort that's begun to start recalling the rhinos in Louisiana, starting with Joe Stagney. Okay, I've been keeping track of the stats for a long time, and of course, John Bell Edwards says, "Oh, this is horrible, deadly disease." It's been the so-called Omicron variant. The positive test count has been going up for several weeks. But go look on LibertyLockdown.live, click more, and Mr. Prentice's statistics, and you'll see that we've turned a corner. The positive tests were going up until maybe 5 days ago, but they're on the way back down. And they're dropping very fast. So, guys, this is not the Black Plague. It's not going to kill you. You know, I tested positive for COVID. A whole bunch of other people did. And the thing that we seem to have had is probably the Omicron, which is a lot like a cold or maybe like the flu. The case I had was not particularly severe. Other people may have had more. And, you know, if you're sick, you go see a doctor. But don't think, it's going to kill me. I'm going to die. No, the positive tests are on the way back down.
Not if you heard John Bell Edwards today.
Yeah, right. Well, he usually gives data that's about 2 to 3 months old. I don't know if he does that on purpose or if somebody is feeding him with old data. He's done it before.
Well, he was letting the health department give the data, and you know, they talk with such eloquent tones.
And it's old data, too.
It's so their tones are so calming and sweet, and yet they're like, you know, a fork-tongued devil, not telling the truth. The people are not being told the truth. So we're going to go on a quick break, and we have a few callers online and some wonderful guests. So stay tuned and hang in there with us. This is Liberty Lockdown. I'm Huck.
And Dave.
He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA.
This is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, Michael Beatriz joins us, the author of The Science Versus the Lockdowns. We'll visit with Ringside All-Star Chris Holton. And we'll wrap up the week with blogger extraordinaire Donna Carol Voss. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress, so for me, I would have been scrambling if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on jw.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
So will I stand up and do something now? Or sit and watch my TV?
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And Dave.
And we really enjoy speaking to our guests and picking up this information along the way and sharing what we know and what we believe to be true. And Dave and I are Christians. We love the Lord, and we actually serve the Lord in our daily walk with God. And so we try to give you what we believe is the truth. And we're not perfect. Nobody is. So if we are in error, well, and we will be corrected eventually. I'm sure of that. Huh, Dave?
Okay. I'm not sure where that came from. All right.
No, but really, I want to welcome a guest of mine. His name is Eliel Rosa. And Eliel Rosa is someone that I met here through actually a Facebook friend of mine. Eliel, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello from the free and the freezing cold Republic of Texas.
Welcome and hello. Eliel Rosa is married to JC for 30 years. They have two sons, Stephen and Conrad, and he's been working in the urban planning and public policy for over two decades in over 20 countries around the world, huh? You came to the USA in 2016 for a PhD in public policy and constitutional law. You're the founder and president of Nehemiah 220 Ministries and the Nehemiah School of Government. And you live in the great state of Texas. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Martha. It's good to hear your voice again. And it's an honor to talk to your audience there in Louisiana.
Yes, I'm excited. I know Eliel was, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this topic, but I'm going to mention it. Eliel, our listeners don't know you, so he was there on the January 6th with President Trump and all the beautiful patriots supporting our president, and it was a beautiful day, right?
Oh, my God. That was one of the, probably the top three most beautiful, wonderful, marvelous events in my entire life. And of course, here in America, it was by far, you know, the most beautiful thing that I had ever seen before. So it was an explosive day in all senses. But, you know, we were there. Official numbers now say, because in the beginning, we started hearing about 1 million people, but right now official numbers put it at least 2 million people. So it was, I met people from pretty much the 50 states, engaged with, you know, different people. And it was to me the picture, the perfect picture of E Pluribus Unum out of many one. It was Amen. Just amazing.
Amen. Is there anything you want to talk about a little bit about that day?
Well, D.C., that day was, again, from the, if I could put it this way, from heaven in the morning to hell in the afternoon. Right now, a year and a half into the thing, we know a lot more. Things are getting clearer and clearer. And I have been saying that I believe that the entire truth will come out. I don't know what people will do with the truth that will come out, but it will come out.
It yes,
is coming
it will.
Out like slice by slice,
That's
piece
correct.
By piece. It's coming out. Light has been overcoming darkness. But again, in the afternoon, I was there in the morning, went to President Trump's rally at 5:30 in the morning. It was freezing cold. It was 18 degrees. And in Midland today, right now, it's 27. So it is cold, but it was like 10 degrees less than we have here right now. And we were there from 5:30 to 12 when the president started speaking, several different speakers. I mean, it was a party open in the open. It was a beautiful moment with all of the patriots there. Then in the afternoon, of course, after President Trump invited everybody to peacefully protest and march to the Capitol in a patriotic way. That were those were his words. And of course, when we got there, we meaning me and a group of Texans, hell had already broken loose. The doors to the Capitol had been opened up. So many of the people that were subsequently charged and sentenced, convicted of trespassing, it was because, you know, everything was inviting people to come in.
Right. We've seen plenty of videos of that.
Waving. Yeah, we see police officers waving people in. But again, that was, Martha, as I told my attorney and in the two interviews that I had with the FBI, then in front of a judge, it was one of the stupidest things I did in my life. Why? Because somehow I knew it was a setup. I had seen that before in Brazil. I had seen that it smelled like a trap. I saw that in Colombia when I was there 10, 12 years ago. I saw that in Mozambique when one of the coups, one of the military coups happened there. So I saw that in several parts of the world. All the people need is just a trigger, something that will just start everything. And so that was one of, you know, something that it took me a lot of several months to forgive myself.
Well, you know what? Listen, we all make mistakes, and the Lord knows your heart,
right.
So we're not even going to go there.
Right.
That's not a an issue here. I know that there it was a setup from my perspective. In my opinion, I saw videos from boots on the from people, citizens, showing that buses were loaded with Antifa dressed as Trump supporters, and they had video of it, and this went viral, and I know it, and many millions of people saw this video, and I really like what Matt Gaetz and a Representative Majoria Green said on January 6th, and how they showed, they called it a Fedsurrection. So it'll be very interesting to see how this all plays out, and everyone really needs to stop listening and paying attention to mainstream media and get find some underground, or go and listen to Majoria Green and Matt Gaetz, and you know, hear truthful people speaking, and then you'll get the truth out. This was a setup, not just from the Democrats, but the establishment right as well. We have a corrupt government, and it needs to be cleaned out. It just needs to be cleaned out.
And the question many people ask, of course, is the comparison between what happened in January the 6th and in the summer of 2020. So somehow the people that were peacefully protesting, nobody, I was there for 17 minutes inside of the Capitol. There was no wall defaced. There was no statue broken down. There was no fire. There was nothing. People were
nobody was burning and looting and murdering.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
People were just kneeling on, on the, at the rotunda and praying, praying for the guys that were inside.
The truth will prevail.
Yes. It will come out. So that is my story with the J6. I was sentenced to a year probation, 10 months or 10 hours per month for 10 months, 100 hours of community service, which I have already paid in November, December. Now I'm going to be on probation until October this year, but all is well.
All is well. The Lord is good.
All is well, and the Lord sustained us. Yeah. The Midland community embraced us. So we're good. Everything is okay.
Let's talk about the local government. How does that affect us? You know, let's talk about the immigration and the health department. How does that affect us? What they're doing?
Okay, I started on a local radio here last week, a segment or a program on immigration. I have been studying American immigration for 10 years of my life. This was one of the reasons that brought me to America for my PhD. I wanted to focus my public policy and constitutional law PhD on the immigration arena. I believe that immigration is the reddest button that America has today. You can put on the same equation every single one of the American problems and challenges today public policy-wise. But when you get immigration, what I believe is you can change every single one of the other challenges that America has today to cope with. But immigration is forever. We know that. So I have been saying that here in the local level. Today in our program at 1 p.m. here in the local radio, I said, this is in the purview. The decisions on immigration are in the purview of Congress, the executive branch in D.C., and, of course, passing by the filter of the Supreme Court. So it is a federal issue on itself. But
Eliel, hold that thought, and we're going to come right back after this quick break, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much.
If there's a lady that stands
there. Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Chicken, chicken, chicken!
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist.
and that Louisiana is a racist state and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Brian Diaz with the NOAA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOAAdrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Senate Republicans were successful in blocking a voting rights bill supported by Democrats and civil rights leaders. Jeff Palermo has local reaction.
Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy opposed the voting rights bill.
It's about national Democrats wanting to federalize elections to their advantage.
But the outgoing chairman of the Louisiana Legislative Black Caucus, Baton Rouge Representative Ted James, says the legislation would expand early voting, mail-in opportunities, and address voting intimidation.
But all across the country, voters were intimidated and blocked.
Senate Republicans were able to block the legislation with a filibuster, and Cassidy supports the procedural move.
The filibuster forces both sides to find common ground that is fair to all.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Hell hath no fury. Authorities in Bastrop arrest a woman for setting fire to the home of her ex-boyfriend and his new paramour. State Fire Marshal's office says 36-year-old Jessica Jackson broke into a vacant duplex unit and torched the wall adjoining the boyfriend's place where they were sleeping. She's charged with attempted murder and arson. This is news on LRN.
Tiger Rag, three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year, two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame, 2 college football playoff appearances, and now the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian Kelly.
I'm excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be.
Is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168 or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit ActorsFund.org.
Born in the USA now, got in a little hometown jam. So they put a rifle in my hands, sent me off to a foreign land.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. The question is, do you want your liberty or do you want to be locked down?
I want my liberty.
I do too. All right. We have our guest, Eliel Rosa, on the line. Eliel, sorry about the break. And can we pick up where we left off?
No problem at all. I just wanted to wrap up before you go, you know, whatever direction you want to. We were talking about immigration, healthcare. These are the what I call the big stuff that, you know, so many people just believe, well, let these guys talk about that and discuss in D.C. because everything is going to come down from there anyways. And I keep hammering that. I keep playing and hitting this drum. We need to bring these big topics, these big issues to the local level, especially immigration. Why? Because in the local level is where the impacts come down to. So it is our neighbors, it is our schools, it is our hospitals, it is our employment opportunities, it is everything is felt in the local level. So we need to start a sort of a task force to talk about the big stuff, immigration being one of them in the local level. And what I don't see many Americans, actually, let me rephrase that. I see many Americans taking for granted the 10th Amendment that says that the powers not delegated to the government, the federal government, by the Constitution, are reserved to the states and to the people, or to the people. So this calls each one of us to a point in a position of responsibility and accountability in the local level, and the Founding Fathers were so much adamant about that. One of the things I was listening to the radio, another program today, and people, and they were talking about how George Soros has been investing heavily in DAs, local DAs and state DAs. Why? Because Marxists, socialists, communists, they know the power of the grassroots. And we Republicans, we conservative Christians, we need to wake up for that and start working in the local level as well.
Well, you know, that's why I started Liberty or Lockdown. And, you know,
there you go.
Not even 10 years ago, I joined the Federation, the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women, the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. And I've been involved for 10 years, and that allowed me to see the inner workings of it. That allowed me to see who I was campaigning for. And unbeknownst to me, I was campaigning for Democrats with R behind their name, because I was following the lead of my leaders in that federation. And they were suggesting who to campaign for, and I did what I was told. Well, 10 years into this, I'm not doing it anymore. And guess what happens to me? I get canceled by the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women for exposing the rhinos.
Like, welcome to the team.
Yeah, awesome. Right. So, and they didn't like, I didn't ask for permission to have this radio channel. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask their permission. So, you know what? Here we are. We're doing this exactly what you just said, to work on a local level to expose the corruption. I thank you so much. You're going to come back on our show. We have to keep on moving, and the Lord bless you.
Anytime. God bless you all, too.
And please go to Nehemiah220.org, and you can find out more about Eliel Rosa. All right, our next caller.
And speaking about getting involved on a local level and rhinos, next caller is?
Yes, our next caller, great segue, Mike Burris. Mike, are you there?
I certainly am.
Now that led right into you, didn't it?
So, Mike,
yes,
tell us what
did.
You're involved with.
Segue. Completely unplanned, but
tell us what you're involved with having to do with rhinos and the local level.
Well, my involvement with the rhinos is sort of tied in with the other things that I've been involved with for the last 5 or 6 years. We've been going on different subjects. We've been going to the legislature. We've been very active in the committee process, and we have supported bills and opposed bills, and we've been very successful. So when in the last year and a half or 2 years, I'm tired of people telling me they're going to do something and they don't do it. And even worse than that is when you say that you're going to do something and don't do it, maybe you have an argument that, I just couldn't get it done. But where the argument falls apart is when you say, I'm this, and you turn out to be not this.
Yeah.
with regard to rhinos. They're basically wolves in sheep's clothing. Right?
That's exactly what they are.
And it is far past time to expose them for what they are. It really is time. And people sometimes you say, oh, I don't know.
Are you getting canceled for doing this?
Well, yeah. Well, that's just the price of liberty.
Thank you.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, people say, oh, what can I do? Well, there's a lot you can do. Certainly, there's no shortage of things that you can do to get involved. The hardest thing, though, is inertia, because most people just want to sit on the couch and scream at the television or the radio. Oh, what can we do? Oh, they should do this. Well, you know what? I had enough, and I decided I was going to get involved. So keeping my nose to the grindstone, my ears to the radio, and reading an awful lot. Recently, I discovered a group. The website is called rhinorecall.la.
And it's rhino without an H, R-I-N-O.
Right, RINORECALL.LA. So what? If you look at the blurb, the little tagline, it'll say, because we will never win if we do not get rid of the rhinos. That goes back to the wolves in sheep's clothing, Trojan horse, whatever you want to use to describe the methods that they're doing. It all of it works. Again, I became so tired of unfulfilled or broken promises, I said, I'm getting involved. You know, when an alleged conservative votes against protecting girls and women in sports, when an alleged conservative votes against constitutional carry, when an alleged conservative votes to keep shutdown mandates in place, it's time for that elected official to go. And the specific official we're looking at is Mr. Joe Stagney of Kenner.
And that's where I live, and I'm so glad to recall him.
And let me just say this real quick. I don't mean to interrupt you, but there was a lady by the name of Gisela who was running against him. Gisela was a member of the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women, okay, for many, many, many years that lady volunteered. She's a Christian woman, and she ran for that seat. Do you know that her own federation went against her and insisted that and this is how Joe got in. The people that she helped campaign for, I mean, it's insane. I don't even want to keep going because I'll start rambling. She would have been the better choice for that seat.
Definitely.
Is my point.
Well, if you look at the statistics in the last published statistics for District 92, which is the district that Representative Stagney represents, it's astonishing to me that in a district with 25,000 registered voters, that fewer than 2,500 actually voted. In the entire voting population, 25,000, less than 2,500 voted. It's astonishing to me. And so, you know, maybe it's time for people to realize that, yes, you not only have the power of your vote, but you have the power of your voice, and you have the power of speech and the power of your feet. So what's going to happen is we're going to combine the power of speech and feet. We're going to go around. We're going to inform people exactly.
That's what why we have this show.
Yes, exactly. You guys and other personalities on WGSO have been beating this drum for a long time, and it's frustrating when people...
Joe Stagney was a Democrat.
Yeah.
He was a Democrat.
Yes, well, people don't...
And he became a Republican to be voted in. Yeah. And yeah. The Louisiana Federation and the LAGOP and I believe State Central Committee all backed him.
Yeah.
Our Republican people.
Yes, and
And they knew it.
But I don't know if you've ever attended a legislative committee hearing.
Yes, quite a few.
Let me tell you something. When you show up en masse with a group of 50 or 60 or 80, which is what we have shown up to committee meetings with, when you show up and you're all dressed like each other and they look out in their crowd from that dais and they say, whoa, what is that? That makes an impression on committee members. And if we can get Mr. Stagney booted out, that is a shot across the bow that they absolutely will not be able to ignore at all.
What can our callers do?
Their political career. Pardon?
What can our callers do?
Well, I think the absolute best thing to do would be to get educated. go on to rhinorecall.la, look at what they have to say, start doing your own research. There's a plethora of places you can go. I don't have them all on the list in front of me, but the first place to go is Rhino Recall.
All right. So
you also have to question your motive. Why? A lot of times.
We have 30 seconds.
What to do is important, but why am I doing it is the motivating factor, and that's the thing that will get you off the couch. So the why is pretty obvious. You guys are already telling everybody why. RhinoRecall.la.
We'll be talking about this again and again because that's my district.
And call back next week, please.
Certainly will.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go on a quick break, and we'll be back with Frank Aquila.
Make God thy gold refined till all success be.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We are in our last segment. So real quick, I want everyone to go to, let our listeners go to NOLAPOLL.com. NOLAPOLL, NOLAPOLL.com. And fill out the information, and this is how we contact our legislators. They have already gotten, I think, over 80,000 emails. These are parents who are angry about the mandates. And we are doing, these ladies who came up out of nowhere, They are really being very, very effective in what they're doing. And I'm excited for what's to come in New Orleans and in Louisiana.
And the Louisiana Attorney General is behind this, too. Martha and I went to a meeting the other night. He can't actually sue the governor, the mayor, and so forth because he has no legal standing. But if there's a person living in that jurisdiction, they can sue, and then he'll help you.
Right. So if you go to nolapoll.com, N-O-L-A-P-O-L-L.com, fill it out. And there's also an area where if you want to be a part of a lawsuit, you can fill that out as well. Yeah. Okay. And good news, we needed to raise $18,000 for Louisiana Economic Development Zone ESA study with Dr. John Merrifield, author of School System Reform, and we were able to come up with $9,000. So Dr. Merrifield started this study. We are working on three bills right now to go before the House and possibly the Senate, and so we are working on school system reform, school choice for Louisiana. We are prayerfully working hard to get us from 50th in the state to number one. All right. We have Frank Aquila on the line. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I want to thank you for having this program, Martha, because it's patriots like what both of you are doing that really, you know, allows people to have that bully pulpit where they could actually go and they could hear what you guys have to say, where they can go. As you know, I'm here in California. It's been taken over by Democrats. I predicted it 20, 25 years ago. I was trying to tell the Republican Party they're going to lose California, and you know, and literally what the Democrat Party wants to do is they want to make the rest of America like Los Angeles, like New York, like Chicago. They want to basically corrupt everything. And as the one individual was speaking, it really comes down to the grassroots level. And the Democrats are very organized with Soros really funding the money to the district attorneys that don't want to prosecute anybody. They want to let the criminals out. And literally the Democrat Party has become the party of the criminals.
Secretary of State's too. He's funding for the Secretary of State's. So it's not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's who is the person that ultimately runs the elections.
The polling.
That is their thing. But you know, Martha, I'm not sure if you saw my latest newsletter. It is 1 year since the Biden-Harris administration.
Yes, I did. I like that. You gave them a report card.
The report card. Usually, an administration would have some things that they failed on, and then they have some things that they can tout as success. There is nothing that the Biden-Harris administration could tout as any success. They have been an ultimate failure, and I don't wish them to be a failure because this is America, and we want to see America succeed, but we don't want to see Democratic policy succeed. And I know I have a few minutes, but I would really like to touch on some of the issues real quickly, and if you want to elaborate.
It's all yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just okay about the economy.
What did he get in economy? What was his grade level?
Every grade he received was an F.
An F?
Economy, yes. Here you have inflation. You know, they talked about, what they tried to talk about is they've returned more people. There's been people coming back to the workforce. But we haven't returned back to the 2019 level that President Trump had us in before the pandemic. So instead of people being hired or people returning back to work, what has he done? He's actually gone. And he's trying to put this out for unvaccinated workers to be fired.
Right.
And literally, you have nurses and doctors who are unvaccinated that have lost their jobs. And at the same time now, because hospitals are actually losing they don't have enough workers in there, they're actually having COVID positive workers forcing them to come back and work while they have COVID because they don't want the unvaccinated workers. Everything is just backwards, and that's why we do not have a full recovery. And I predict this, unfortunately, I do predict this, that they're going to try to get a handle by raising interest rates so they could control inflation. They may do that for a little bit. It's not going to ultimately work. We are heading to a recession by the end of this year, and that's going to be a problem. The next thing, foreign policy. I don't really have to say anything more than Afghanistan. That was an embarrassment that has destroyed our credibility throughout the world. And we have so many people that trusted us, and we always betray that trust on foreign policy. Next one is border security. That is, I think the Democrats want that to be an F. They want as many people coming here illegally as possible. And, you know, and here with, you know, you have 2 million more illegal aliens. How many more is going to be at, if it's that same average over 4 years, we're talking about 8 million illegal aliens. And the Democrats are trying to do everything to fight any type of border security. And you have to have a secure border. COVID. That is probably the one thing that Biden tried to run on as his selling point, that he's going to stop.
He was going to get rid of it, right?
Yeah. He was going to get rid of it. Well, more people have died from COVID during the Biden administration. And of course, he wasn't even prepared for this new variant. There's been the new variant, and he's tried to do some of the things that President Trump was doing, and the things that he wasn't doing that President Trump was doing, he's been unsuccessful. So COVID has been an absolute disaster. And get this, you have twice as many service members have died in 3 months from COVID, from suicide, than from COVID since 2020. That is, you have an epidemic of an increase in suicide that nobody talks about. You have fentanyl deaths out there because of the open border, southern border. We have so many people dying from fentanyl. Next, homelessness. I have to say this. Why are we, that's another F, why are we taking care of illegal aliens when we can't take care of the people that are homeless in our own country, especially homeless veterans?
Yeah.
Let me move on to the next one. Energy. Gas prices are double. Trump made us energy independent. What has Biden done? He shut down the oil pipeline for America, and then he goes ahead and assists Russia for opening their oil pipeline. So if it had anything to do with climate change, as they try to say, that's a bunch of BS.
Right.
They basically, the Russians and the Chinese are in the pockets of Hunter Biden, for example. Let me move on from there. Crime. You have defund the police.
F.
There has been a 55% increase of officers killed. 458 officers were killed in 2021 compared to 2020, a 55% increase. You have the new thing, smash and grab. You have the bail thing where they basically, you literally have people that commit murder that are out on bail. It's just, and you know, I'm a retired cop. So that is absolutely crazy. The top 16 cities in our nation has the highest homicide rate. They are all run by Democrats.
What a surprise.
Moving on, transportation.
Real quick, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Transportation, flight cancellations, long airport lines, women's rights. You got men competing at beauty pageants and sports and men allowed in girls' restrooms and showers and shelters. Education, critical race theory and gender confusion, and telling the parents they don't have a say in what their children get in the classroom. That is an utter failure in 1 year. God help us for the next three.
Yeah,
and don't you miss those cheap gas common sense and mean tweets?
I miss that completely. And you know what? I'm very glad the Republican Party stood up and fought against the filibuster. And I hope when they get back in office and we have the presidency, they make a law that actually says if they ever get rid of the filibuster.
All right. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We will see you all next week. Thank you.
We want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby. And that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some